Nolte, Best Picture nominees are all box office flops and TV movies. By John Nolte on February 8, 2022. The 2022 Oscar nominations for Best Picture make up the biggest pile of box office stiffs and TV movies we've seen in a long time. Here's the rundown. Dune. This is the biggest box office hit of the bunch, which isn't saying much. Dune earned a measly $107 million domestic and a total of $399 worldwide, domestic plus international. Between its production and marketing costs, though, there is no way Dune made a profit. And for a blockbuster of this type to top off at $107 million here in the US, that can only be seen as a flop. Belfast. Director Kenneth Branagh's feature flamed out with $7.5 million domestic and just a total of $21 million worldwide. Coda. This is a TV movie produced for Apple Plus subscribers. Its symbolic theatrical release earned just $1.05 million worldwide. Don't Look Up. Another TV movie, Netflix, that earned a measly $784,681 at the worldwide box office. Drive My Car. This three-hour critical darling earned just $944,796 here in the US and a total of $3.2 million worldwide. King Richard. Even with Will Smith as its star, this biopic flamed out with $14.8 million domestic and a total of just $32 million worldwide. Licorice Pizza. This indie sensation has grossed just $12.7 million domestic and a total of $21.1 million worldwide. Nightmare Alley. This catastrophe earned just $10.8 million in the US and a total of $29.8 million worldwide. The Power of the Dog. Another Netflix TV movie that grossed just $54,608 worldwide. West Side Story. Steven Spielberg's humiliating flop grossed just $36 million domestic and another $27.3 million overseas. How awful is that? Without calculating for 60 years of inflation, the original West Side Story's domestic gross topped the Spielberg remake by $8 million, $44.1 million in 1961 compared to just $36 million in 2021. Feel free to recheck my math, but those 10 Best Picture nominations add up to a total of $245 million at the domestic box office. Hollywood is so broken, and I say that as someone who enjoyed a few of these titles. But still, this once great populist art form has turned into a masturbatory exercise in self-importance. Thank heaven for home video in a once sane Hollywood that produced enough classics and crowd pleaser to get us through this drought of bubbled narcissism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.